This is Rabbi Ilan Feldman, and I am here to share a thought on this, the sixth day of Hanukkah, sixth candle. And I want to talk about sight, about seeing, and the unusual power and profound effect that seeing can have on you, or can have in a negative way. One of the things that people complain about very often is that they perform mitzvos, and they do everything right, and they just don't feel a connection. They don't feel spiritually inspired. Perhaps one of the reasons is that we are not careful about using our sight properly. We're not careful about what we see, and we don't really think that seeing makes a big difference. On Hanukkah, we are caused to focus on sight. There's an interesting halacha, and that is that if a person knows that he's not going to be able to kindle his own menorah, say he's without a menorah, or say he's on the road, he's not at home, and he knows he won't be lighting his own menorah, when he sees someone else's menorah properly lit, he makes a bracha, not the mitzvah bracha of lahadlik ner, but the bracha of sha'asa nisim l'avaseinu, where we acknowledge God as the one who performed miracles to our ancestors in those days at this season. That bracha we make. And that's an unusual thing. We don't find that with other holidays, that when you see a mitzvah being done of the holiday, that you make a bracha yourself. And here with Hanukkah, clearly the sages are telling us that just seeing the menorah makes a difference and gives you a connection to the holiday. And so I want to develop that thought a little bit to discuss how holiness penetrates and settles into a person. There is a connection between seeing and remembering. We say this all the time in the Shema. The Shema says, "Uri isem oso uzuchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem." You shall see the tzitzis, and you will remember the commandments of God. Somehow, seeing ends up causing remembering. And when someone sees the tzitzis, he remembers all of the mitzvos of God. When we're weak in seeing, we don't have a real ability to connect, to allow things to penetrate. Once the Sfas Emes, the Rebbe of Gur, was visited by a big tzaddik who was known for his tremendous memory. Everything in the world was in his head, and he didn't need to consult with text. He had almost a photographic memory. When he left, the Sfas Emes' comment was, "This is a man who clearly is protected through and by sanctity." What he meant was that for somebody to have that kind of memory, he clearly is careful about what he exposes himself to, and therefore the holiness of the Torah can penetrate and settle with him. Whereas if a person is not that careful, the Torah doesn't penetrate. When a person is not careful about what he absorbs and what he sees, he's not responsible. See, in the West, we seem to have an idea that seeing doesn't matter. What we see doesn't make a difference as long as our behavior is okay. And I believe that that's because we don't have a respect for the inner sanctum that resides inside a person, the holy of holies inside a person, the soul. Access to the soul is through seeing. We don't have this sense that we need to protect the inner sanctum from invasion. And so we say, as long as I don't do anything wrong, it doesn't matter what I see and what I look at. The Judaism says that we have a responsibility to ourselves to protect and guard whatever gets in, what we see, what we think about, because we believe that our mind is part of our soul and is actually holy. Interesting that the language that we use in the Al Hanisim to describe the challenge of Hanukkah is that the Greeks wanted us lahashkicham torasecha. They made decrees to cause us to forget the Torah, not to stop performing the Torah or abandon the Torah, but to forget the Torah. And the term the sages used when they describe what the Greeks wanted to accomplish was chashchu einehem shel Yisrael. They caused darkness on the eyes of the Jewish people. The idea being that they had a different view of sight. They believed in beauty, but it was physical beauty that they believed in. And that physical beauty was a reflection of their whole approach, which is that what you see is what there is. There's nothing below the surface. There's nothing profound. There's no inner world. And therefore, the Greeks' view of vision and our view of vision are entirely different. We use sight differently. And so our goal on Hanukkah is to absorb holiness, to actually allow the holiness, the purity of the light of the menorah, which is the light of Torah, to penetrate so that we can push away the darkness of the defilement of an attitude to life that focuses totally on the external. And so it's important for us to take this Jewish attitude of guarding our eyes and using our eyes properly, focusing, gazing, staring at the right things, and avoiding absorbing the wrong things. Chanukah is the holiday when we absorb purity. When we absorb that purity, it gives us the ability to withstand the temptations of gazing and immersing in other things which are not consistent with our notion of the holiness of a human being. So when you look at the lights of the menorah, make sure to allow that light to penetrate, not just your superficial eyes. Don't just look at them externally. Look at the light of the menorah internally and see, and let your soul see and be penetrated by the holiness of Torah itself. Happy Hanukkah.